Was there any connection between the two? What Magorian discovered was completely unexpected.
The relationship that we found was essentially that the bigger the galaxy, the bigger the black hole. That's in its broadest terms. If you want to be a bit more precise about it, we found that the mass of the black hole was very strongly related to the mass of the surrounding galaxy. There's a nice linear relationship between these two, with the mass of the black hole being around about 0.5% of the mass of the host galaxy.
The relationship Magorian had discovered between galaxies and the tiny black holes at their center seemed so strange and odd that Magorian and his colleagues thought that they'd made a mistake. It was like suggesting that something as tiny as a coin could control something as massive as the Earth.
When we discovered this correlation between black hole mass and galaxy mass, we were surprised. But then that was immediately followed by nervousness. The nervousness then started to give way to possible mild elation that we discovered something new and fundamental.
That correlation became known as the Magorian relationship. And it did indeed point to something profound.
This was incredibly important because it really meant that there was something linking these tiny supermassive black holes in the center of galaxies with the whole galaxy itself. It meant that somehow their whole history had been intertwined, that the growth of the galaxies and the growth of the black holes was somehow related.